The Alaska Moose Federation has been given the go-ahead to begin a moose relocation program in the Anchorage and Matanuska and Susitna Valley areas. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Dale Rabe is Fish and Game's Deputy Director of Wildlife Conservation. He says the Alaska Moose Federation was not granted the temporary permit lightly.
A permit was issued to the Alaska Moose Federation, which was the culmination of months of discussion and work to provide insurance that the things that would happen through the program that they've proposed would be safe and responsible for both the animals and the people that would be involved with that.
Rabe calls the new arrangement an experiment. Earlier, Fish and Game had authorized the Moose Federation to set up feeding stations for moose, which are having a hard time finding food in this year's deep snow and are congregating near highways. The permit requires the Moose Federation to contract with the Federal Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services Program to do the work because Federation volunteers do not have the professional training as biologists to be able to sedate animals. Rabe says the program will occur under the oversight of Fish and Game, and he stresses that the reason behind the new permit is to keep roadways safe for drivers and for moose.
The program itself, from the state's perspective, is intended to try to bring some measure of improvement to the wildlife vehicle accidents that happen every winter, and this winter is particularly bad.
The Moose Federation's Gary Olson was not available for comment for this story, but longtime moose biologist Vic Van Ballenberg has reservations about the program.
Well, it might be a good idea under some circumstances, but there's a number of logistical problems with doing it. First of all, where do you relocate the moose to? This is a deep snow winter pretty much over the entirety of south central Alaska. And, you know, if you take a moose and you want to release it somewhere else where it stands a chance of better surviving, it's very hard to find a place like that.
Questions remain as to why the state legislature has failed to provide funding for Fish and Game to do the work while allowing a nonprofit to contract with a federal agency to handle state-owned wildlife. Rabe says in the past efforts by his department to get additional funds had failed, while the Moose Federation has scored legislative grants of about $1.2 million.
So we're interested in the aspect of a novel approach to try and see whether or not it's effective and at some point cost effective to capture animals and then move them to another site and then see whether or not they'll stay away from the roads for the balance of the winter. So we are treating this as an experiment.
The permit for moose relocation runs from February 28th to March 31st. It's expected that 10 moose could be relocated. And Rabe says he is aware that one goal of the Moose Federation is to have a sustainable moose population in the region for hunters. I'm Ellen Lockyer.